You are now tuned into the Soul Table.
I only wanna rap on shit Nipsey would've flipped on. About to cop the G-Wagon and put the tents on it. Independent, but I shop like I've been on. I'm who she wants sit on. I spit just like a glizzy with the Prince on. I'm rocking shit inspired by a Prince song. Fresh out of rap, ain't a stain on no land on them. She wanna choose and make a movie, but shake it spooky. I'm dressed in cozy, man, she treat me like a groupie. And I'm cool with that, cause she need it more than I do. Nobody, but that's cool. I used to play.
And we are back. We are back. We are back to another episode of the Soul Table. Welcome to our table. Hopefully one day we'll be at your table. Before we get started, though.
I think we're there.
You there?
Yeah, I think we're there.
All right. Well, just so you know, before we get started, make sure you like and subscribe, comment. We definitely will respond, but definitely subscribe. If you like it, subscribe. If you love it, subscribe. Pass it on to other people. Bring them to the table. Now. I'm hype. That tip song got me hype, Uncle Mike. I want you to know, I was like, at first I was like up here, but now I feel like I want to be in like an alleyway ready to rob somebody.
Yeah, the jukes is definitely up.
It is. Thank you, Tips. Appreciate you. As you know, we got our people with us. I got, you know, the other half of the Soul Table with me, aka King Sneaker King of Philly.
I try my hardest. It's Carl.
Also known as Flight. I'm Willie, because this shit is just too easy. Just too easy. You ain't gonna give me my too easy?
Fucking too easy.
Just too easy. Just too fucking easy.
I don't even want to play no more.
He don't even want to play. I'm done. That's all I'm saying. And then we got a cameraman, Junior.
How's it going?
That's what I'm talking about. Man, hey, love them shorts, champ. Shorts is in.
Thank you, sir.
And then, of course, he don't need no introduction. You don't even see him on the camera. It's Uncle Mike in the house. Uncle Mike, let him know you're in here.
Yo.
I mean, you heard him in the beginning, though. That's Uncle Mike. You know, but how y'all feeling today? Y'all good? Y'all good? I'm still in there. Like, just put you in a different world. We're going to get into him a little bit later.
Ski mask season in the summer is crazy.
No, it's too hot for that shit. Like, I'm going to let you know right now. Like, if I see you with a mask on, I'm not thinking you're robbing me. I either think your breath stink, your teeth fucked up, you ugly. Or you just not right in the head. It's too hot for that. Real shit.
I don't think none of that shit.
I do. It's too hot for that.
Shout out to all my homies out there that really do do this.
You know what I'm saying? You can't shout out the hood like that.
I can do that as much as I
allegedly,
want.
Allegedly.
Got to put the legend in there.
How y'all doing out there?
Oh, shit.
All my folks. Germantown of Kensington. Down the beach.
G-Town. Go get us. Go get them. Double G block.
Germantown's finest.
I did a Hattie introduction, but that's cool. Ain't nobody socking me, so I ain't worried about it.
Yo, you out of
pocket. It's obvious I'm hot. It's obvious you're cool.
All right, let me stop playing.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? But today, like, we're going to get into it right away. Nike is making moves despite the fact that they're flatlining in the market. They have decided to take the innovative approach to regaining the throne. Still sitting pretty far behind ASIC, New Balance, what's another one? Saucony.
Puma.
Saucony, I'm sorry. Philly, right? But sitting mightily behind them. But they decided to go into the more innovative direction, and they actually decided to come out and link up with Hyperice and create a boot, a wearable boot that massages your foot with heat and ice. On top of that, they made a vest that also cools down and warms up your body to your peak athletic condition. And it's I ain't gonna hold you. That shit crazy. Like I sent you the pictures. You was like, yeah, you ain't think she was wearable. I found out it actually is. I'm not saying you can run ball in it.
No, I don't think it's like wearable to the point where you could like keep walking or whatever the case may be.
Right.
I think it's probably one of them jumps where you got to sit down.
Oh, but
you
don't
want to fuck it up.
But the fact that you are able to, like, so with the boot, you can actually walk in it. You just can't, you do your active shit in it.
So well, you no, might. It, I don't know. Do we call it a boot? I mean, it's big.
I mean, it looked like a boot. He's number one.
Carl, bring the mic closer.
It looked like a regular sneaker. The only person that seemed to have it on was LeBron James. So,
but the crazy part is they gave it to all the Olympians too. So I guess they're the A group, the testers. And to be honest with you, I would like to be a part of that group, Nike. I'm not saying You know, you can send me something that I count for, but I'm going to put it to use. I'm going to wear it everywhere. Concerts, bar mitzvahs, I go to those. I've been to two. Very weird. Baby showers, especially if they got on Barberry, I'm putting that on.
I'm not gonna hold you. After a basketball game, it would be nice to have something like that.
You know, get off the court and have your foot rubbed. Like, you can't ask somebody just to rub your foot. That just, it just don't go down that way. It just don't. But, like, if they put that, you know, in general or pop, like, you know, for people to get general release or something like that, mm-hmm. like, would that be something that obviously you'd be interested in? But what price point would you actually get in on to that?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's probably going to be like a $725 shoe.
$725, god damn.
Maybe right. more, maybe more.
I can see it being more because, like, when they did the Hyper Adept, what you pay for that?
All right, so which one are we talking about? We're talking about the Earls?
Yeah.
All right, so the Earls, they retailed for, I think they did retail for $700, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure because you had to get it wasn't a raffle. It was like you had to get like an invitation. It was like from all the Nike, what do you call that? It was whoever was a Nike member for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sent you something. And afterwards you had to do the little thing to go to New York.
So it was like the early drop joint where you had to hurry up.
It wasn't really an early drop. It wasn't a hurry up type situation. You signed up for it. They got back to you. And then that was that.
Right.
And then I remember Tiffany Bears being there cause I got my joint signed. I need to wear them. Matter of fact, I haven't even worn them yet.
Damn, that was some time ago, champ. Them bitches might fall apart.
Them bitches, no, they good.
Nah, I'm joking. I know you're not. No, I know about you.
No, I mean, bro, this is all right. So Nike has always been at the top.
Yes.
When it comes to like innovation, like remember the contacts?
Yeah.
They have for the football players. I like that LeBron did this because LeBron, you know, he obviously spent so much money on his.
But he ain't spend money. He ain't spend no money on that.
I'm saying like he was the one that brought it together, the Hyper Ice and the Nike to bring something like this together, because he's the one that uses Hyper Ice on his body,
right?
As much as anybody. So this little collaboration, you know, if it wasn't for LeBron, I'm not gonna sit up here and like leave him out of this shit.
But can you really call it little? Because if LeBron is involved. Like he got his hands in just about everything, whether it's a podcast, that's whether it's a barbershop, whether it's a movie, whether it's a soccer team. He got his hands in it. That means it's going to become movement. I think personally, like
this might be a pre-order situation where you might I mean, like you might have to go in there. I don't think it might be a drop. I think it's probably going to be like a pre-order situation.
Yeah, I think so.
Where you just get it, you pre-order it, and then eventually it'll come to you, like Junior, how it was for the artifacts, the dunks. Like if y'all have paid attention. And not to go off topic, but if y'all paid attention to everybody was scrambling on sneakers a few weeks ago trying to get them. And, I mean, there was only, 222 pairs on sneakers, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was 1,000 pairs that came out. But it was 222 pairs that came on the sneakers app. So, I mean, like, bro, y'all didn't even have to go through all that. Me and Junior, I remember we was at work and wound up, Junior, I showed it to him and then he went and found this shit. He's like, oh, they dropping today. I'm like, fuck, they ain't. He sent me the link, and yeah, it was. Like, all you had to do was, you could just pre-order. That was it. So everybody just slept on this shit. So I think that this is probably going to be one of the pre-order type situations, because it's going to be expensive.
It is.
This ain't going to be something cheap.
No.
I've never seen nothing that can massage and ice and heat and all that shit at the same time. And it looks good. It looked like a good sneaker to wear.
It do. Honestly, when I first saw, like, the blueprints for it, which obviously is actually out, I looked and was like, yo, where can I get this? Because it took me back to that what's the joint? The Comme des Garçons phone posits.
Yeah.
You know, the answer. So I thought it was something like that. But like personally, I think it's a step in the right direction for Nike. Because of the fact that they actually take the time to, like, they're not afraid to take that leap into the next like century, the next movement. Like, we want hoverboards, we want floating cars, where they up here making auto-lace sneaks. Like, the faster they can get me to the Fifth Element life, like the Jetsons, like I want that.
Dead.
I know we probably gonna be gone, but if you can get me just a little closer to that, I'm cool with it. And on top of that, I'm not saying this is the save all, like the say all be all that'll save Nike. But we ain't getting one. They can do it with magnets, but you gonna get cancer.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Well, your balls might fall off.
That's worth it.
All right, you ain't had no more kids anyway. But at the end of the day, like, I looked at
you
that.
You sound like you mad about that.
What?
I don't want to work. I'm good. I got my one. I'm a street.
I am mad. I'm out here with, like, a five-piece, and you just out here.
One daughter.
That's crazy.
One niece.
That man.
Don't you like that?
He rolled the dice. But then, you remember, he was like, man, I really wanted a son, but I'm cool with a daughter. You ain't had no alternative. What, you thought you were going to get a dinosaur? Friend, what, you thought you were going to get a toaster? You seen that episode of the Cosby when the dude's giving birth to, like, remote-controlled cars and hoagies? You seen that shit. Cliff gave birth to a hoagie and a root beer soda, dog. Like, that shit was crazy. Theo was pregnant. Who knocked Theo up?
And Kari, if you're watching this, hi. My best friend, dog. It's just,
all I'm saying is, I like the fact that Nike takes the risk. Like, they're not afraid to do that. Other companies, they really are. Like, they don't take that init. Like, they're not going to, none of them are going to take, they're going to take the initiative with comfort.
Well, you already know why they're going to take, they're going to take these risks.
Because they can do it.
Because they can do, yeah, they've been around. But Nike's still, no matter which one you want
to
call it.
But they're the blueprint for it, because you can't go to the Air Mag and then not, you know, try to make it to another Air Mag. You can't give me nothing like that. You can't even give me a rendition of it. Otherwise, you got the guy, what's his name, Electro Kicks. He out here making, you know, Air Mags and, you know, auto lace sneaks, which is beyond me. It's fucking dope. But at the end of the day, what can you say? Speaking of what can you say, Kendrick drawling Lamar, like, six times? Like, that's like stomping on a grave, peeing on it, spitting on it, taking a shit, and slapping his mom.
I like all that shit.
Wow.
I like all that shit.
That's his favorite rapper.
I like all that
shit.
Wow. Favorite rapper.
Wow. And no, Mike is violent. Wow.
Because I know y'all probably looking at me, y'all about to say some shit. I fuck with Kendrick heavy. Like, I even called this shit before, and I said, Kendrick is a better rapper.
Oh.
But we're not going to hate on Drake.
You can't. No.
Drake makes better music.
To be fair, Drake makes better music. And I still,
in my opinion, I think this shit fake. I really think it. Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just everybody just hate Drake. He didn't did collaboration.
Oh no, we just was like, let's face reality. Drake would I love Drake, smart move though. But he probably was exhausted. Everybody's exhausted from Drake. Like, you can't go from Thank Me Later to, you know, house music. I ain't gonna lie, the house album was shit. Was
fire, bro.
House music was shit. Beyonce, step it up.
See, that's the thing about Drake. We're going on topic again, but the thing about Drake is the fact that he sat down and talked with Beyonce before he did that shit.
Yeah. They so dropped this, what,
they the day did before? It. They did. They did it the day before. Both of them Jones was, I don't fuck with Beyonce like that.
Whoa. Beehive. Hot. I am sorry for what he said.
I don't. Because y'all follow
fuck her. Fuck all that soft shit. Black Air Force energy. I want to talk about Kendrick. Let's talk about
this. That ain't Black Air Force energy no more. That's Nike Shox. It's just Nike Shox.
Nike Shox energy.
Which leads to the next question. Like y'all saw the video. If you have it, it's playing softly somewhere on the screen. I don't know where we're going to put it, but it's definitely there. I'm right there. I'm going. But at the end of the day, he did something that was so, like, heavy that you can't, like, get. I ain't never seen it. None of y'all have. One day, the shock is worth, what, 225? 180, around that 180, 225.
Yeah, 170.
Around that range. Like that, yeah. And he sings a song six times. And in that six times, the song is what? 4 minutes long? And that's 24 minutes. And in 25 minutes, that shoe went from $180 to $725. To which now, I'm not saying none of us is going to buy, but I'm not spending that much on a shock.
I'm not buying a shock.
The man had high heel shocks at one point, which again, if that's what you wear, that's what you wear. But I'm telling you right now,
ding,
you run up on me in some shocks, champ, you catching these hands. Ain't going to be no, let's talk about it. Like, he did it in that in some diesel jeans.
Would you grab the Vince Carter's?
I would. I told you, that was like one of my favorite shoes. It wasn't a grail, but the commercial was one of my favorite too. Also, he jumped over a 7 foot pole with those on.
There's not too many shoes that have that nostalgia that I wouldn't grab, though. So,
right. So you telling me right now, like, if they came back out with the VC shocks.
I wasn't a fan. They're supposed to be coming back out with them. I was not a fan.
Yeah, they are. Yes,
they actually
it are. Wasn't the colorway? Because they had a couple colorways. The red and white
black
was hot.
Purples,
the black and purple, the original ones.
The white and blue.
White and blue. You talking about the USA Jones, right?
They're not. Yeah. I don't know. It's just something about.
Is it because it got the extra heel piece? You feel like Prince? You got your heel elevated?
Nothing like that.
It's like calf raises.
It just don't. It just never did nothing for me. Like it's always. There's always a sneaker out there that y'all look at, that y'all just be like, eh, whatever. I never even attempted to grab them Jones.
So you saying the shocks aren't worth it?
I mean, I like to see them, but I don't think it's something that I would wear. Don't get me wrong.
Are they worth the price point that they're at right now? No, is that what you're asking?
Nobody worry about that. No.
So, no. At the 180, 225 mark, yes.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, if it would have stayed there, then yes. I would 10 million percent be like, cool. Not because Kendrick.
You talking about the ones on. That Kendrick had on? Or are you talking the about one, the Vince Carter?
The ones Kendrick had on. Because here's the thing.
They light, bro. I don't like them.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, in my opinion, because it's such a nostalgic shoe for both of us, like, that... That's our high school years right there. That's right there. That's my freshman year. That's my freshman year.
I don't even think nobody even played in Jones in high school. Like, more and more I think about it. I don't even remember people.
If I recall, DeJuan Wagner did when he was in
Mansion.
No, when he was in
Camden.
Oh yeah, I'm tripping.
Camden. I'm pretty sure Camden, he did. DeJuan, if you watching
shout
this.
Shout out DeJuan. How you doing, bro?
Subscribe, see you like, in a minute. Comment. We gonna get a hold of you because I need to know. This is a bunch of things I want to know from you. But at the end of the day,
easy money, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm cool with him. I play ball with him.
That's what I'm talking about. But so I'm like, how do I view it? It's. I could see myself with those shocks on, with a plaid shirt, like going to like maybe like one of my kids' functions. That's like an old head shoe to me, like a legit dad shoe. No, those are the Kendricks. Those are Kendrick heels. Those are slides.
Not that color.
Not that color.
They wasn't that color.
That what they didn't even have that color. You
gotta send me that picture so I can show context for it.
Yeah. Context. So yeah. No, because we turned off and it's gonna look weird. So you need to see who we was talking about. But you know what we're talking about. He had the suit on with the shocks and everybody was like, what's going on? But I can see myself.
Bro,
like,
he don't and I hate to say
I've never seen that picture. That's crazy.
Kendrick does not have good
style. Like I could see myself wearing that shoe.
I don't know if that's like a West Coast. He don't got no style, bro.
Don't worry about that. So to provide the context of what the shock is, because you ain't supposed to have style with that shoe, I would wear that with some back, like semi-baggy, loose fit jeans, some dad glasses, and like maybe the sweatshirt that I got from Sports Illustrated subscription.
No
for my
2 year swag,
Sports Illustrated
bro.
Subscription. Bad, you know, with the double XL, but it might say 49ers on it. That's what you would wear that with. Probably to your kid's soccer game.
That's what you will wear. I'm never touching that type of shit.
I feel like you are, because that's where our old is headed.
That's where you're headed. I'm never wearing that shit.
It's definitely a track suit shoe.
Oh, 100% yeah, is. Yeah. That's definitely a swishy suit. Yeah, swishy Joe, and that's definitely like a loose fit nylon, Joe.
Compression tights.
Yo, this shit, if I ain't gonna hold
that's
you.
Too clunky of a shoe. This shit, like a clog to me. Bro, I'd still wear it.
This shit is making me cringe, because, yo, Kendrick has not had a good sneaker situation yet. Now, we could talk this Kendrick-Drake shit. Y'all want to do the battles with that. Drake is winning by far by fucking the fours and the Jordans and all that.
We'll have that conversation
way ahead.
A little bit later as well.
Bro, but no. Kendrick had, hold on. He had the Forrest Gumps, Cortez. It's a West Coast thing, of course. I mean, no. Uh-huh. All right. What else is he worn besides the black for Air Force One?
All right,
he did wear that.
Let's take it down
this
way.
Don't forget.
He had the Reebok ventilators.
Out.
Hold on.
He's wearing fakes. He's wearing fakes proudly.
You can't do that. Don't talk about that. We talking about his collaborations, if that's the case. Because if that's the case, his collaborations go like this. He had started out with the Reebok ventilators. He started out with two of those. Then he had the low Reebok, not the classic, but I forgot what it's called. That's just the leather Reebok, if I'm remissed on that. Then he goes from there, goes to Nike, has about three or four Cortezes, because that was when he was Kung Fu Kenny, right?
Yeah.
To which he was actually supposed to have an Air Force One release, but during that damn series, but they scrapped that shit, and then he wound up wearing some Chuck Taylors, white ones.
Like I said, he always on some West Coast shit.
I'm in here.
I understand, but bro.
I'm in here. So, did he win that? Would he have won that battle? Shit and all.
No, he's not winning that.
Who's not happy to have a mic? First of all, I think if you asking me, the best OVO Drake collaboration, particularly with Jordan, was the OVO 10, the white one, in my opinion. I just said my opinion. So you can't take.
Whatever. I mean, I got them, but I want them fours, Drake. If you listening,
he ain't listening.
Please, bro.
Probably getting his air braided somewhere. But
shit, he probably doing a lot more than that.
So how do you view? How do you view the Nike Shox now? You just view them as just like you still just view them as eh.
Yeah, that's me. I don't give a damn what you wear.
Because two L's was handed out that night, one to Drake and one to the sneaker culture. Because now that's a shoe that motherfuckers is gonna get jumped over.
I don't think that.
I think that's a possibility.
Well, maybe on the West Coast. And not out here. Over here.
Not out here.
No. Ain't nobody's checking for no damn Shox. I promise you. I'm just gonna sit.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. On the other things, you know, J Tips.
Hold on. Now, next phase, I need y'all to like and comment Drake and Lamar and the previous topic, the Nike innovations. I need y'all to comment on those because we'll respond. Definitely Carl will. I will as well. And Uncle Mike will as well. Go.
J Tips has been, he's been on a little bit of a roll lately.
What? And, a little bit?
Yeah. He been slamming the gears. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh.
Between him.
That was crazy. Nah,
it's slamming the gears.
Yo, it's not like
he in like a Porsche.
It's not like
he's mashing out.
Like, it's like up there with getting blasted.
Yo. Now listen. Listen again, bro. We not doing that. Condolences. Yo, dude, see, that's God. That is God.
Definitely
see
the Lord.
That? Don't even that's bring God. It up. Don't even bring it up. That's God.
Don't bring it up. But
condolences.
That wasn't me. That was the New York Post. That's their fault on that one. But J Tips leaked his sneaks, which is
yo. We're gonna get canceled before we even really get started.
Not because we too dope of people. J Tips leaked his sneaks. He leaked the pro. Pro Grid Omni 9s and the Shadow, what, 6,000? He leaked those pictures coming up.
In Paris.
But during that same time frame, he had on his Matrix. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold you.
The Matrix is
I'm not going to hold you. Like.
That's the burgundy ones, right?
Yes. Mike? The little burgundy ones. But the crazy part is, like, since his first collaboration with Saucony, He doing it. I can't say nothing against that, like, at all. First of all, he's a bomb rapper, in my opinion. And I said this to you earlier. Like, his last one was, it was a little bit ago, probably 2-3 years ago. His last album.
Mixtape.
Was a mixtape. I count 20, it as an album because one's on iTunes. That's an album.
22, me. I think.
All right, 22, 21, around that time frame. And I still bang that shit to this day. I haven't listened to it in a little bit, but I like weekly, you know, I listen to it. But the fact that, you know, he's New York based and he's taking Saucony by the horns, and Saucony, you know, that shit started in Kutztown. A lot of people think that shit started in New York. Nah, son.
Kutztown?
Son.
Kutztown.
Really?
Kutztown.
I thought it was, cause when I heard Saucony, I thought it was like Coney Island.
No, Saucony is basically, it's sock. Sock on knee. So that's how you say that.
Oh, okay.
That's how you say that. But it started in Kutztown. Now, I think they moved to, like, Boston. I'm not really sure. But I know that's why when I said a couple weeks ago, that shoe is a Philly shoe because you can see how it got down here. Like, that ain't nothing to play with. That's real shit. But the fact that Tips is out here, like, displaying these shoes, like, on feet, he's, like, what, two shoes ahead of us? Because that shoe don't come out till like August. The Omni 9 and the Shadow, I mean, the 6,000 don't come out till August.
You said you was waiting for the Omni 9s, right, man?
I'm waiting for all of them.
Yeah, I'm waiting for all of them.
But I remember when you said.
I'm right
now. You posted the Witcher card, you said that we still waiting for.
The new sneakers that are coming out are Pro Grid Omni 9s.
Right.
And then after that, the ones he leaked in Paris were the Matrixes.
I need the Matrix.
I need both. I need, well, three. Because
I ain't even going to hold you, bro. I want a pair of girls, but the girls that he been coming out with, that he been wearing, them Joneses, the goofy.
The purple Jones, ones, yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, you can't wear that, like, every day.
Oh.
But that, yo, when he opened his mouth and I seen it, I said, yo, them Joneses, that's different.
They different.
Like, yeah. It's not on some weird shit.
You talking about The grill. I fucks with the pink grill. Like, yo, he different. Like, the name Savior suits him. Like, I'm not against that at all. Like, at first, I didn't understand, like, where you're going with it. But I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It wasn't until he described the Matrix shoe to where I said, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the Matrix shoe, that people think that's a new Saucony. And I'm like, nah, that shit was from 2000. His inspiration for it was the Easter eggs he used to make as a kid, like his old Easter eggs.
That shit makes sense.
Then on top of that, the dots inside the Saucony logo, that's for the Giants. But the crazy part about that is, like, he imagined it as if it was something from Ralph Lauren. So go back and put all that shit together. That's his mind doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody else's mind that's working like that. Other people's working different, like the every other creator that I've seen. I'm not saying they do the same shit, but I'm saying this. Their minds are working, and they're giving you something totally different. So it makes, for me now, that shoe and his creative process is something totally different, whether it's from the hats to the T-shirts to the pins to the music.
Him right now. Yeah.
I appreciate him. Yeah, like,
he by far my favorite designer.
And the fact that,
far.
Like, do you think, like, what do you think of him, like, carrying Saucony? Are you thinking he's actually carrying him? Because personally, I think that's without question. He's doing that. Like, you're not checking for Saucony at all unless he does what he does, particularly with his vibrant colors. And he's not picking, like, your regular colors. He's picking secondary colors. Like, most people go, well, I'm going to get the black with the white, but I'm going to put white stripes in it. I haven't seen a black and white shoe from him yet. I don't think he's thinking like that. Because, like, it was a couple pictures that I seen online. He's holding up the color swatches. And I'm like, this motherfucker went to Lowe's. Like, he got the scheme. Like, and it's not like he's using, like, different fabrics. The Matrix is made like a fitted cap, like a 5950. Bro, who's, come on now. Like, don't get me wrong. Everybody picks their materials. Like, sometimes they do. I hate saying that. I'm sorry. Retraction. Some people get to pick their materials and what they get to use from, but it's also all in front of them. I don't think he has any carte blanche. I think he's like, whatever I want to do, I'm doing it. I just got to pick the model I want to touch. Mm. Like, I'm not saying there won't be no time. We might have his own, you know, actual Saucony, where he might call it the Savior X6000. If he called it that, I'm telling you right now.
He probably already got it in the works. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not questioning that because it's moving.
He probably already got it in the works.
But everything he's touched, it moves.
I'm pretty sure. I ain't gonna hold you. New Balance is probably kicking themselves or something. Because it's too many.
I can say that, but you can say this.
I would have gripped him up from all the things that he's been doing.
New York is not afraid of color at all. And, like, I mean, he ain't afraid to touch colors, bro.
Neither is Chicago.
No. I ain't saying that.
I think it's not comparable.
They
will wear lime green Tims.
All right, hold on.
It's a Harlem thing, but I mean, uptown. I mean,
hold on. So is it? Do I smell it? Debate? Do I feel that coming? Do you feel this? Because I feel like it's coming. Who are you taking in the debate?
I gotta take J Tibbs.
You got Tibbs.
That's been my favorite.
That's your boy. I ain't gonna hold you. That's your boy.
Got him on right now.
Who you got?
Joe Fresh.
You got JFG. All right. I'm gonna take.
Always been Joe.
I'm taking Baklava. I'm taking Action Bronson. I'm in this joint.
Okay. I even like what you said.
I'm glad you didn't say Salehi, because Salehi is just a different.
No, that's a different animal.
He's just a designer. Like,
but so right now.
I don't think that would be fair.
Yeah,
it's not. So you got two rappers and an actual designer, right? Is Joe Fresh good? He's not a rapper, right?
No, he's not. He's an actual designer.
All right, so you got two rappers and a designer.
Yeah,
his designs have been. I don't know, because Action Bronson. Y'all seen the new shoe that's getting ready to come out?
The lime green, the scorpions.
No. Not those.
Oh, the
he got the ones that he said his foot was not properly.
You're talking about the trainer. They look like a runner.
My God, what are you talking?
I'm gonna look it up.
Damn, is the new Balance? Is the rugged Joan? Now I'm gonna look it up too.
I forget the name, but he said that his foot is not the best to put it on. So what he did was he took a picture of the sneaker, and it looks like a cross trainer. It's pretty nice. I ain't gonna hold you. It's something different. I'm always into something different. So, the color scheme is kind of, you know, his schemes of, you know, lime green, gray, and a little bit of blue with the brown.
Hold on.
It looks good, though. No bullshit. It's brand new.
The brand new joint, he had it on. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I was like, when do they come out?
Yeah, I think that's the next move.
The Minimus Trail. Sure. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
They fire. I ain't going to hold you.
So right now, you're, like I said, getting to it. Who going to lead this off? Because right now.
Well, I mean, we can't. Yo, we can have a debate, but
this ain't no debate. I'm crushing y'all.
Joe Fresh Goods he's been doing this a little longer than all of them.
Yeah, but if he's doing a little longer and
he hasn't had no layoffs, I can't.
Two other people that concentrate on other shit, because right now I can't pigeonhole J Tips. I can pigeonhole JFG, Joe Fresh Goods. That is, I can pigeonhole him. I can put him in one spot. You're a designer. You can't do nothing else. But these other two. You can't put them in any other place. Now they're
trying to step into his lane.
Now, but with J-Tips,
Fresh Goods design, bro, his lays, the stuff that he puts together, I ain't gonna hold you. Did y'all see his face mask, Joe? I don't want to call it a baklava because it was knitted. Mm. He had the JFG. The color scheme on it, and then with the fur was coming. That shit was fire.
But.
He has this like teddy bear situation that he's trying to give off to you. I like everybody on this show. Like, don't get me wrong. Action Bronson, that shit that he's actually doing there with the sneakers.
Bro, Action Bronson's
his an color animal. Schemes have been pretty good.
Action Bronson's an animal.
It's been pretty good. Like, these people are all artists at the end of the day.
But they're different animals and different beasts. They are. Like, Action Bronson is—he's a rapper. He's a chef. He's a weightlifter. He's a sneaker designer. And he's an author.
Don't forget chiropractor.
He's a author. Like, the man can do whatever you see fit. He's a fucking wrestler. He wrestled.
Splash.
And he wrestled in New Balances.
Splash.
At the end of the day. Like, you can't sit him down nowhere without, like, going, like, yo, hey, he different. On top of that, like, the shoes, like, when it comes down to his shoes, like, I don't know if you've seen his GQ interview. You can tell by what he said. He's not just giving you a shoe, and he's different because all the new baklavas are completely different in design. Like, all of them, whether it's the fabric they use to the shoelaces, completely different.
So, same with the tips.
Okay. I ain't questioning that. But I'm saying this. But with Action, he's giving you a piece of him. So, he got so mad that when his Adidas Boost, remember, he came out with some Boosts, probably what?
Yeah, somebody sold them.
The Friends and Family Boosts. Mm. He got mad. There was two of them, and he got mad because somebody sold them. That lets me know that's a part of you. That ain't just something you just out here doing just for money. That's you. I'm not saying J Tips wouldn't get mad if somebody resold his shoe. I'm saying he probably would care a little bit less because he's like, come up with something else. He like, no, I'm going to scrap this idea. I don't even want to do this shit no more.
The thing with Tips is, and the reason why I'm a big fan of how Tips is J Tips is humble beginnings, right? He started off working retail at Foot Locker. That's like, so to go from working at Foot Locker to now having your own sneaker is basically living the dream. It's full circle, right?
Yeah.
On top of, I feel like other than Joe Fresh Goods, I feel like J Tips has complete autonomy over whatever sneaker he's going to pick.
I think he has that just as well.
Opposed to like Action Bronson, where it's like New Balance is going to tell you, oh no, we're picking a 1906 this year, so you have to design a 1906.
R.
A 1906 R. You know what I mean? Or a 2002. You know what I mean? And J Tips says, no, I'm going to go do a Matrix that came out 24 years ago and nobody was even thinking of.
I don't think it's like that with Fresh Goods. I think he's been picking and moving his own way.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like Joe Fresh Goods has total autonomy too because he picked that trail, the 584, whatever it was. But the thing is, so that's how they're comparable. And the difference between Tips and Joe Fresh Goods is Tips hasn't missed.
Right, he has not, but Joe has. Joe has missed. You even said it.
How many models does he have now?
He has a lot, yeah. So he's bound to miss. It's bound to miss.
Okay. I was just saying. Listen, I ain't got nothing against JFG. I fucks with JFG. But if you put me in a lineup and say, pick which shoe, it's not by popular demand that I'm going to slide towards Action Bronson. I'm just, I naturally gravitate to what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, I like from the books to the matter of fact, he had a whole pop up restaurant where he was cooking for people. Who else is doing that, bro?
I was mad about that.
Exactly. Like, I'm not saying Tips ain't doing that.
I pay for him.
And he's still coming out with albums. And he's still putting his homies on. I'm not saying Tips ain't doing it. I'm not saying Tip. I ain't saying you ain't doing that. I'm saying, bro.
No, they all are. They all
y'all
are.
All remember, the shit. Remember respectively.
Joe Fresh Goods, his commercial. Remember the commercials they be having? That's Squad.
The outside.
Yeah, the outside and all that. Yeah, that's all, that's all Squad, so.
But shout out to Tips. I got to give Tips credit, too, because.
You got to give them all.
Or the collaborator, Jason Faustino, Filipino boy. Fire.
Everybody here.
So I gotta rock with it.
Okay.
I'm not going to hold you. These people right now, they're keeping us glued to the Secret Game because everything has been reimagined and this and that.
Right.
These people are the people that we're checking for.
Right. Now. But see, the thing is.
You're not checking for nothing else.
Anymore. One dude is taking a.
I can't solidify just one. But me personally, you put every sneaker in front of me. From what I've seen from them, I want it all.
I already
grabbed two of the action. I grabbed the Rose Waters. I'm trying to get my hands on the Scorpions. Like
I don't think that they have you can't give like the fact that there were New Balance two of them were New Balance and one of them was Saucony. I think. With them, they're in their respective corners. I really think so.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying if they was with Nike, it'd be 10 times better because you know how this shit would go. It would not go the way it is because Nike ain't designed that way. Nike gives you and they patent to put your name on the shit and that's you. Yeah. But the fact that, like, the shit that they're putting out is of such great quality. And, like, you haven't – how many pairs of Saucony have you had in your life?
I probably –
I'm talking about before you bought it.
Before Tips?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe one.
Maybe. And that was off the Humble where your pop was trying
to. And that was
six,
Shadow 6000s for school.
And guess what? He's coming right back. Yeah. How many Sauconys did you have?
Four.
I've had zero. I was not looking at Saucony until I might have been on the phone. I might have been on the phone with both of y'all and went and you was like, yo, these J Tips. I'm thinking the rapper. I'm like, he came out with something new. So I go on, you know, Apple and look for the album. I don't see nothing there. Y'all showed me this shoe that got zebra stripes, flowers. I'm like, pink soles. I'm like, yeah, that's me. And I dive right the fuck in, and I get them. Now, that in itself was, and I didn't even put two and two together. Because y'all remember, I was like, I didn't know, like, this was the same dude. I was like, this is the same dude. Once I went and found his website and saw that he was putting out hats, I was like, yo, this is the same boy. Like, hell yeah. Like, I fucks with him heavy.
I didn't know what G-Tips was before Ken. Keep it on it.
So...
Before Ken, I didn't know.
Listen,
I didn't know he was a rapper.
People at the table, if y'all would care to do so, join in this conversation with us. Like, comment, subscribe, but definitely leave a comment below. We will definitely respond to you. So we're gonna end pretty well. What's your top five sneaker release so far this year?
It's gotta be the Kyrie Into Ones. Travis Scott.
The yellow ones?
He definitely.
Yeah. What are you talking about? The Canaries.
The Rose Waters. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Nina Chanel Jordan 3s. That's a lot.
Futuras?
So far, it's been coming out of Futuras.
I forgot I even had those.
What else?
And he's sitting in the box. Like, I ain't even take him out.
Bro, like, I got so much shit to just be coming in the door. I don't even know what the fuck is going on no more. Kith, I'm still waiting for my Kith Adidas that made the wares.
Okay.
So, that was a good pickup. Shit.
Uncle Mike.
My fault. Yeah, we forgot about Kobe's. Them GGs.
It's cool. No, but you got your top five.
Yeah, so far.
Not everything that came out. Mike, what's your top five?
So, top five. Definitely Nina Chanel's.
Okay.
Canary, Trav's. The Girl Dads. Yeah, Kobe Girl Dads. What else? Oh, Rose Waters. And I mean, it's yet to come. Them J tips in August.
You can't do that.
I can.
No.
I'm getting them.
No, I know. I'm saying that's released before.
That's released. Oh, okay.
Because I'm not saying, nigga, I'm gonna have them too. So, what you think? We might have to take the trip out to New York. Get blasted.
We haven't done. I apologize again.
They don't know about that. Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure they're going to understand.
So my top five in reverse order, the Adidas Bad Bunny Gazelle, the blue ones with the gum sole, them things was sitting right. I couldn't let them just sit there. Air Max 1, Jackie Robinson. The fact that, like, the details on them, like, you when you get them in hand, is a whole different beast. Because, like, the midsole from the heel to the top of the shoe, where the toe cap is at, is a hard white line to signify the baseline. And it's like a navy blue with gold trim. It's a flat-out dope shoe. I love it. The leather, nothing short of amazing. Action Bronson, 906s, 6Rs, the Rosewaters, and the Medusas. I mean, not the Medusas, the Azul.
Azul.
Yeah, Azul. I fucks with those. My Grail, Air Jordan 17 Lightning. The packaging is what it is on that packaging. Suitcase came in. It took me back to a time where I'm like, damn, life was sweet. All I do is ask my mom for the money, and that was it. And then Slahey, Bembry's, Crocs. That sneaker is so unique.
Are you talking about the Junipers?
Junipers, yeah. Yes. It's so unique, like. I'm not saying I've never seen nothing like that, but for Croc to come out with something like that and make me want it.
We waited long enough, right? Oh. Right? We waited long enough.
Yeah. And then my 1A would be the Nike SB Futura. That's a pretty shoe from top to bottom. Even the laces is bad as fuck. Like,
also, I forgot. The Black Baldwins. Rios.
What would I call them?
I like them. I like them.
What did I call them? I ain't called
them. Called him,
Jay Blavins. Let me get the Blavins. It's like the Blavins. Listen, people at the table, give us your top five favorite sneakers. Leave it in the comments below. Like and subscribe. And we'll see you at the table. Thank y'all for tuning in from my table to yours. Flight and Willie, a.k.a. Philly Sneaker King, RBD. Like and subscribe. Come back to the table. Peace.